Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola's 12-month 2018 results conference call. I'll now hand you over to Mr. Pavel Jakovic, Group CFO, and Mr. Yannis Samaras, CEO. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Kofola fourth quarter and full year 2018 conference call. My name is Pavel Jakovic, and I am Kofola Group CFO. Today with me are also Yannis Samaras, our Group CEO, and Daniel Buryš, Kofola Československo Business Unit CEO. Yannis will start his presentation with a brief summary of the major achievements during the year, and later on, I will comment on the fourth quarter and full year results. Finally, we will present you the guidance for 2019. Afterwards, as usual, we will answer your questions. Now I will hand over the voice to Yannis.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Yannis Samaras, and I will go briefly through the results of 2018. In this year, we celebrated 25th anniversary of our business, and we celebrated as a good year with growth. We grew 7.2% if we don't count Polish business unit, and 4.5% no counting recent acquisitions. Organically on segments UGO, Czechoslovakia, and Adriatic, it is 4.51% growth. In CIS segment, Czechoslovakia, we grew in both channels, in retail and HoReCa as well. In retail, the growth is lower, between 2%-5%, and HoReCa is much better. We also grew in Adriatic, but we were not successful as we expected in Croatia, and I will comment Croatia later on. We also managed to finalize acquisition of Leros, which we comment after first quarter, and integrated together with Premium Rosa acquisition from year 2017. Altogether, Tipi, Leros, and Rosa gave us new 300 million Czech crowns revenues. EBITDA margin was successfully fulfilled as we expected on 1,011 million Czech crowns, which is, of course, for us, means successful year. It was mainly because of growth of revenues. In most important segments, Czechoslovakia and Adriatic, and also good weather and good low prices of the main raw materials helped us to achieve this goal. Contrary, increase of wages, this was, let's say, the biggest cost driver in last year. I'd say one of positive is that we prolonged agreement for production and distribution of Rauch brand for another next 5 years. Also from point of view of company structure, we are satisfied that finally, successfully, our private equity investor was able to exit our company, and also that we divested not profitable Polish business HOP. So, and what these were our achievements, and what was not so bright as we expected was Croatia. As I said, we had much higher growth expectation. It was while the growth was only 2.3%, and ambitious was double digit. There was mainly, let's say, two reasons. One that we increased the prices higher than it was supposed to do. So the price management, and also contrary to Central Europe, Adriatic region has quite cold summer, mainly June and July. Also, we can say that while UGO is very successfully growing, still the profitability is not where we expected. Fine is that QSR part of the business increased its profitability and works with a one-digit EBITDA margin, but still we have zero profitability on bottled business, so there we expect improvements in this year. As I said, we also were affected by increase of wages, and this affect us, let's say, mainly in production part and logistic part, which we expect to continue this trend for this year and next year as well. and also, thanks to, let's say, low unemployment and increased income of consumers, the segments like syrups were harmed. Syrups are, let's say, growing during the crisis time, and in opposite way during the good times, syrups decrease. So this is, and it is very important part of our business, mainly on Czech retail. So this is what caused, let's say, lower growth of Czech retail. And finally, as we indicated in our preview conferences, that either we will be able to grow successfully and restructuralize the whole business, or we will have to divest it. Finally, we decided to sell the business, and we successfully completed the transaction during March. So this is in brief my comments to year 18. And I will, for detailed information, I will give the word to Pavel Jakubik. Thank you.
Thank you, Jany. I will continue with the fourth quarter comments. Firstly, as it was always the case in our comments, I would like to point out that I will comment adjusted figures. It is important, especially in this fourth quarter, because there was one big item affecting the result booked, and mainly the impairment related to the sale of Polish subsidiary HOP Polska in amount of 345 million Czech crown. So for those comments, I will treat it as a one-off item, and so not to disturb the overall picture of the results and comments. Let's start with the fourth quarter revenues. Group achieved at 1,640 million Czech crowns revenues, which meant increase of 2% compared to last quarter 2017. The main reason increased revenue in Czechoslovak business by 6.5%, partly also related to the recent acquisition of Leros. On the other hand, the negative impact was still visible of decreasing revenue in Poland of 37 million Czech crowns, which was about 15% decrease in the case. In the fourth quarter 2018, the revenue in Adriatic country were more or less flat comparing to the fourth quarter 2017. So in total, the revenue without Hop Poland and Leros acquisition increased by 23 million, which is 1.7% growth. Cost of sales increased by 37 million, 3.4% growth, which was also partly influenced by adding to our results and costs the Leros subsidiary, and also the higher cost of sales were partly caused by higher maintenance in our Czech and Slovak operations in fourth quarter 2018 compared to previous quarters. Selling, marketing and distribution costs increased by 30 million. Again, Leros impact, and on top of that, we see also, and it was visible during the whole year, but definitely in the fourth quarter as well, increased logistic costs comparing to fourth quarter 2017. Not only higher prices of transport, but also increased salaries, usage of external warehousing, and higher transport between our production plants due to some production line updates. And also in fourth quarter 2018, there were higher marketing spendings in Czech and Slovak operations comparing to previous quarters. So it was, let's say, some time shift and cost split. Administrative costs increased by 36 million Czech crowns, mainly due to annual bonuses for administration staff, which were not recognized in 2017, because in 2017 we didn't achieve the budgeted results and the bonuses were not paid. So in total on EBITDA level, the fourth quarter group adjusted EBITDA without Hop Poland decreased by 64 million to 185 million, which, as I mentioned, was caused mainly by the release of provision for bonuses at the end of 2017. And the creation of some part of bonuses in the fourth quarter 2018. This had a negative impact in total, so release and creation of 62.5 million Czech crowns. Additionally, as I already commented, there was an EBITDA negative impact of higher personal costs, on top of those annual bonuses movements, which were approximately 25 million Czech crowns impact, and more expensive logistics and maintenance. The decrease of EBITDA in Slovakia in the fourth quarter was again partly caused by the annual bonuses. Secondly, logistics, higher salaries comparing to fourth quarter 2017, And third impact was the costs related to the start of preparation of production of our mineral water in Kláštorna plant that we acquired in June 2019. I will comment on that later on. If it goes for finance costs, they increased by 9 million, mainly as a result of foreign exchange and derivative gains realized in fourth quarter 2017, which were partially compensated by decreased interest expense in relation to the bonds, which we repaid in October 2018. Now I'll move to full year results. The consolidated revenue of the group in 2018 exceeded 7 billion Czech crowns and reached 7,120,000,000, which represents year-on-year increase of 2.2%. If we exclude the HOP impact, the increase would be 7.2%, and if we take into account and eliminate the effect of newly acquired subsidiaries, the impact the revenue would grow by 4.1%, which is more than satisfactory. The fulfillment of our business plan was based on the stable economic environment in all countries where we operate. We noticed a slight increase in consumption of non-alcoholic beverages, low prices of key raw materials, especially sugar, and successful innovations, namely Royal Crown, Vienna Frizzante, and Radenska flavored. What also helped us, and we already commented it in our three-quarter result, was the sunny weather, especially in Central Europe. Also in Adriatic region, it was not not the case, especially in June. Cost of sales decreased by 80 million Czech crowns. Was mainly influenced by lower material costs, sugar, sweeteners, impact of that increase was about 150 million Czech crowns, and it was mostly visible in Czech business because of the significant part of sales, which was not the case in, let's say, Slovakia and other countries. Gross profit increased by 236 million. Was mainly influenced by increased gross profit in Czechoslovak business due to lower material cost and higher revenue. Gross profit margin increased by 2.4% from 40.6 to 43% in 2018, which is also a very nice improvement. If it goes for selling, marketing and distribution costs, it increased by 103 million Czech crowns, which means 5% increase. As I already commented in fourth quarter, the increase was related to increased price, logistic services, higher marketing expenses in Croatia, and including newly acquired subsidiary Leros. The increase in those reasons was partially compensated by lower selling, marketing and distribution costs in HOP Poland. But if we look at the ratio to the revenue, selling, marketing and distribution costs increased only by 0.8 point of percent If it goes for administrative costs, it increased by 68 million Czech crowns, and the increase was attributable mostly to the annual bonuses, which were not recognized in last year, 2017. Jan has already mentioned that one of the significant cost driver in 2018 result was the increase in wages. The impact on higher labor cost on 2018 result was about 180 million Czech crowns, which means 50% increase, including also the 40 million Czech crown impact of new acquisitions, Leros, Premium Rosa. Otherwise, excluding those new acquisitions, the growth of labor cost was 12%. After a year, I am pleased to report the EBITDA exceeding 1 billion level, which was our target. So in 2018, we achieved 1 billion and 11 million Czech crowns EBITDA. The key EBITDA margin ratio increased from 13.7 to 14.2%. And we assume that this positive trend in household consumption and key raw materials will continue during 2019 as well. And we will build on the successful result of 2018. The main driver of EBITDA increase was a very good performance in Czech segment, which more than compensated EBITDA decrease in other countries. Net profit amounted to 312 million Czech crowns and increased by 35%. The group consolidated net debt amounted to 2.4 billion Czech crowns at the end of 2018. And the ratio that we monitor, the net debt to EBITDA at the end of 2018 was 2.4 compared to 2.5 at the end of 2017, which means that the company is in a very favorable financial position despite high capital expenditures, acquisitions, and payment of high dividends. Let me comment development on the market. The non-alcoholic beverages market in Central and Southeast Europe is undergoing major changes. One of the trends visible is the growth in disposable income of our consumers. We expect that this trend will persist even after slight slowdown of growth in the countries where we operate. Combined with the effect of the weather, this is a good base for further growth of our market position. In volume terms, however, the growth was substantially lower, with some categories even recording a decline. Namely the syrups in the Czech Republic. The growth in consumption has been limited by the expanding category of non-alcoholic beer lemonade and also to a certain extent by the use of tap water in the HoReCa business. What we see is that the fastest growing market segment is on the go. It means the smaller formats for consumption away from home. The main drivers of the rapid growth in our largest category of cola drink in Czechoslovak business were Draft Kofola and our innovation Royal Crown. And in the Adriatic region, the fastest growing product was the Pepsi that we distribute in Slovenia and Croatia. Let's move to Czechoslovak business, our more significant part of the results. And the domestic, let's say, core market, we achieved, after exclusion of the effect of acquisitions, a very healthy growth of 4.3%. All brands experienced growth, except for the UP Cyrus, as Jan's already commented. But still, the UP Cyrus is the leader in the category. The category itself is facing decline, which is visible for it's a longer period. So this is not only the case of 2018. The fastest growing brands were Kofola, Royal Crown, and also Vinea. And the growth rates was significantly higher in the on-the-go segment and on-premise, while the retail sales were growing at the slower rate. The major drivers of higher profitability in those segments were growth in revenue, good product and sales channel mix, and the favorable prices of the major raw materials. What we see as a kind of area for improvement for next year is the improving our position in Czech retail. The key drivers for a slight decrease of our market share in the Czech retail was the declining syrup category, where Kofola is very strongly presented, and also growing categories where Kofola is not so strong, I mean, especially waters, which were growing mainly due to the hot summer. In Slovak retail market, we are keeping our stable leading position. On-premise, our most profitable segment in Czech Republic, there was great success achieved because we have been able to reduce our main competitor's lead in market share in this on-premise channel by 6% which was mainly the success of Draft Kofola and innovations Royal Crown and Vina Frizzante. In Slovak on-premise channel, we have been able to further strengthen our leading market position and even increase the gap between us and the second player on the market. If we move to Adriatic business, revenue in the Adriatic region increased by 2.6%. The increase was built especially on the main brand Radenska and on, also on the Pepsi brand. Unfortunately, we have to state that we expected better results, especially in on the Croatian market. And despite the increase in Croatian sales of 0.3%, our planned targets were not achieved. What was successful in Adriatic business? Our presence in Horeca continued to grow double digit in both countries, Slovenia, Croatia. In Croatia, we have completed full portfolio redesign, which should help us further improve our results in 2019. Growing Pepsi in both countries were a positive effect, but on the other hand, it also meant lower margins comparing to our own brands. We changed the distributor in Croatia, which should help us in 2019 to achieve our target, but this transition period was not very smooth, and we lost some volumes and margins due to this change. Positive fact is also significantly growing Radenska brand sales in Croatia and also growing export in Adriatic countries. The key reasons for not meeting our target in Adriatic, and we already commented it during the last call, was the fact that in Slovenia we have not been able to negotiate favorable conditions with the major leading retailer Mercator. And during the 2018, it led to decrease of our sales through this retailer and also lack of promotions. Good thing is that for 2019 we have been able to negotiate the fair conditions, and starting from January already it has positive impact on our business there. What was also visible in both countries, Slovenia, Croatia, was a significant increase in electricity prices by about 15%, and also increased fuel prices and high oil tolls, which we have not been able fully to pass to our customers by increased salt prices. So it had a negative impact on our result. We also increased our marketing spending in Croatia, which, you know, short-term perspective negatively influenced the results in 2018, but mid-term we are very sure that it shall bring the positive result in next year. Also, the cooperation with one of our biggest customers, Lidl in Croatia, was not satisfactory during 2018. There were tough negotiations, and we have not been growing there as we expected. And last but not least, what was visible on the market was the significant price pressure from all our competitors to keep their volumes. Altogether, it meant that our Adriatic business was growing, but not to such extent as we expected, and especially on EBITDA margin, in Croatia, but to some extent also in Slovenia, it has negative impact. We have taken some precautions and believe that in the upcoming period we will confirm our success, our business model, and 2018 will bring the better results. We still consider expansion in the Adriatic region, including some acquisitions, to be a strategic priority. Let's move to UGO business. In 2018, the UGO continued its increase in revenue by 10.5%. At the end of 2018, the network operated 81 point of sales, with the split 40 owned, 60 franchised. During the year, we have been able to transfer some of our own QSR points to the franchisor. We are still the leader in this segment in Central Eastern Europe. The growth in UGO in 2018 was influenced by last year acquisition of Tidbit Salad. The process optimization that we are still working on has not been finalized yet, and with the increased labor cost, the profitability unfortunately still is on a startup level, and especially it's valid for this bottle business. If we move to Poland, in our less successful market, our subsidiary Premium Rosa with its premium syrup achieved better profitability than in 2017. If it goes for Hop Poland, in 2018 there was still visible significant decline in private label sales by about 40%. So growing our own brand was not able to compensate for that. And the HOP EBITDA was unfortunately negative in 2018. So for those reasons, we decided to sell our Polish subsidiary to the new owner, ZMB, the owner of Ustronianka, traditional Polish beverage producer. And the deal was completed in March. What is important to mention is that we'll still develop our subsidiary Premium Rosa. This company together with Leros is managed together and is an important part of our focus on healthy business. A few words about acquisitions and 2018 we reported acquisition of company Leros Medicinal Plants. We hope that we can find some synergies and this acquisition fit perfectly into our strategy and also in our core business in Kofola and Riot. We are going to use and share the natural herbs. Another acquisition completed during the year was the Klaštorna high-quality mineral water in Slovakia with a good balance of calcium, magnesium, and we will introduce this mineral water to the Slovak market in the main season. Hope that it will help us further strengthen our market position in the Slovak market. Well, let's move to a goal for 2019. Top line revenue will grow in Czechoslovak business moderately, partly by increased sales prices to reflect increased labor costs. Secondly, by the volume and innovations, as I mentioned, the Klaštorna mineral water. The higher increase of revenue we expect from Croatia business, which was not growing in 2018. In this country, we already implemented some price increases to reflect then the electricity, logistics, and the labor costs. And also, we expect the stronger growth of our UGO and Leros Premium Rosa businesses. If it goes for the costs in 2019, the positive trend of low raw material will continue. And we expect positive impact of low sugar price and sweeteners, partly compensated by increase in PET resin price. Altogether, it means that we expect our EBITDA for 2019 at the level of 1,080,000,000 Czech crowns. We also are willing to keep our dividend policy, Board of Directors will recommend to General Meeting the dividend 13.50 crowns per share. It means approximately the level of 300,000,000 Czech crowns together. Well, I think that's all the moment, and let's move to your questions, if any.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Our first question comes from Jakub Michian from Uda Go. Please go ahead.
Gross margin performance in fourth quarter. Given that what we have seen in the 9 months results, that you have seen a strong bump on a gross margin because of the lower contracted sugar prices, this has reversed in the fourth quarter, and you are mentioning that it is because of the higher cost of sales at Ugo and acquisition of Leros. Can you please elaborate more into detail what is behind that? My second question would be that in Czechoslovakia we have seen in the fourth quarter 14% increase in volumes. If you can also elaborate on the drivers behind that growth. And maybe my final question would be on the annual bonuses that you have mentioned. So you have paid out 63 million in the annual bonuses, and you have mentioned that it has been paid out to administrative staff. Is that correct, or who was receiving these bonuses? Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'll start with the third question. The bonuses for 2017 were not paid because of not meeting the expected profitability and were released in fourth quarter. And generally, our accounting policy is to create provision for those bonuses throughout the year. And once we see that the bonuses would not be paid, the provision is released. So in fourth quarter 2017, the provision was released. During the year 2018, the provisions for 2018 bonuses were created throughout the year, but due to very good results of Czechoslovak business, additional provisions for bonuses have been booked in the fourth quarter 2018. So in total, this impact of releasing of provisions in 2017 and additional creation for 2018 was, as I mentioned, 62 million Czech crowns. And those bonuses relate to not only to top and middle management, but also to admin staff and I would say the people, all staff, excluding the workers. Yeah, I'm not sure if I catch the beginning of your first question. It was about the gross profit, gross margins.
Precisely in the fourth quarter, given that what we have seen in the 9 months was that strong improvement on the gross margin, which hasn't really transpired in the fourth quarter. So I would really would like to for you to elaborate more closely on what was the drivers behind that.
Well, except for what I already mentioned, so including Leros, there was visible the slightly increasing price of PET resin in the fourth quarter, and also the maintenance costs. The impact on gross profit on EBITDA, there was also impact of shift of marketing costs that were spent in the fourth quarter 2019, much higher than it was in the fourth quarter 2017, and also during the year. And your second question is volumes growing in Czechoslovak business. Well,
in the HoReCa
specifically. I think the pattern is similar to what we saw. So that this fourth quarter is significant part of our season due to the Christmas time, and this fourth quarter was let's say more successful in terms of the volume comparing to the fourth quarter 2017, especially the our key brands Kofola and Vinia were growing.
All right, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Piotr Bartek from Erste. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I would like to ask about the development of the Adriatic region. You mentioned that you have closed the negotiations with Mercator. What impact on revenues should have in this year, and what revenue growth you actually target this year for Adriatic region? And if you could elaborate more in general on the EBITDA target for this year, what are the risks and opportunities for it? Thank you.
Well, we didn't publish the precise growth for each country, so I would try to comment more generally. The planned growth in Adriatic region for 2019 comes from the price increase, which has already been implemented in Croatia, in Slovenia. We are more focusing on the good sales mix and the channels. Mercator is one of the most significant customers with 35% market share, so definitely the new conditions will help us. I'm sorry, I cannot be more specific. The increase in revenue in Slovenia would be modest for 2019. On the other hand, in Croatia, we hope that we will achieve the double-digit growth, which already has been expected to be visible in 2018. So we implement a strategy, lessons learned from this not successful 2018 year, and hope that in Croatia we will see much higher increase. So in total, the Adriatic region will increase in revenue, much higher increase in Croatia than in Slovenia. If it goes for the guidance, again, the risks are labor costs that we will further see to be increased, partly that risk would be mitigated by increased sales prices. As I mentioned, in Czechoslovak, there will be some sales price increase in Croatia already implemented. The PET resin probably will increase because there is no chance for us to hedge it for a full year, as it is the case with the sugar. So potentially the PET resin could have negative impact on the results. Yeah, that's all from my side to this point.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Jan Raska from FIO Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Anushka from Fairbank. I would like to ask you, what is your target EBITDA margin on Croatia for this year? I can ask.
It's a very detailed question, unfortunately. As it is visible from our reporting and our comments, the results in Croatia are still, let's say, close to zero. So there is no sense to speak too much about the EBITDA margins. We have to firstly improve our revenues significantly to get the volume that we need on the market. Improve logistics because especially the logistics in short season in Croatia, 3-4 months, is crucial for the success. And we are very sure that with a good portfolio of our brands redesign, and we are able to bring a positive EBITDA. But I cannot be more. Precise on that.
Mm-hmm.
It will be our target is positive EBITDA. Positive EBITDA.
Positive EBITDA for this year. It's the aim. Can you also repeat your EBITDA guidance for this year? It was
1,080,000 Czech crowns.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you. Kofola will continue with the implementation of its approved strategic plan during the 2019. We will further continue to build a good brand where we expect the strong revenue growth, and we will also consolidate and integrate further our successful recent acquisitions, Premium Rosta and Leros. Also, the year 2018 was a very successful year. We still have many other goals and tasks ahead of us. We have delivered a solid start to this year in January and February, with the performance being in line with our expectations. So given the strengths of our portfolio and our marketing plans, who are confident of making further growth in 2019. So thank you very much for your attention, for the questions, and see you in May after the first quarter results conference call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.